Well, you know, the big news we're hearing today is he's moving outside linebacker. What do you think about that?
It's really not an outside linebacker. It's still a defensive end. It's just on paper it's an outside linebacker. So I'm cool with it.
Still kind of the same role? I mean,
still role, same role. Still rushing the passer. Still doing, you know, things I always did. The difference is I'm just, instead of being in a three-point stance, I'm in a two-point stance. So.
Well, you restructured this year.
Mm-hmm.
was it kind of a no-brainer because of, is it the talent level on this team that, the familiarity instead of maybe testing the market?
Well, it's a combination of many things. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there was some cap issues that needed to be resolved. And Mickey, those guys came to me and said, hey, do you mind? You know, we got a great team, up-and-coming team, this, that, and the third. And we had a conversation about it. And, you know, I thought it was in best interest for myself to stay here and continue to be the same.
We've heard Drew over the years talk about how much more difficult it is going against a 3-4 than it's a 4-3 because guys come from so many different areas. Have you kind of got an understanding of that now that this team is switching to that kind of formation and how you'll be lining up and other guys, their roles will change a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can't just point out the players because you don't know who's playing in what position. So it makes it very difficult on the offensive side. And we've been, you know, seeing that as they installed the defense on how we're going to call certain packages and go about certain different things. So, you know, I definitely think it's going to help us defensively this year, and it's going to confuse a lot of offense.
One thing Zach said this morning, he said that you can always drive a boat without the captain, but it may not go as well. But how has it been different with Sean back now, the captain back at home?
I don't think you can drive a boat without a captain.
You can.
You get lost at sea or something.
You're going to be crushing pretty quickly.
Yeah, I can't drive a boat. But, I mean, definitely I get the point, and it's definitely good to have Sean back this year. And, you know, he brings that added element of being a head coach.
Well, can you see Rob Ryan's fingerprints on this defense already this early in the process?
Yeah, I mean, it's his defense. You know, he's been doing it for a long time since he's a little kid, so, you know, he's confident in it. You know, we know that he's had success everywhere he's been. His defense has always played well. You know, we're happy to have him.
Victor Butler said that he thinks you guys can make a big jump and go from worst defense to first defense. You agree with that?
Well, I mean, we only could go forward. So, I don't think we could get as any worse as we were last year. But, you know, I definitely think it would be a huge leap from where we were last year, just in terms of making big plays, getting more interceptions, getting more turnovers, you know, and actually winning games and keeping other teams low scores.
I know you got it wrong. Was it just the wrong scheme for the wrong personnel last year? Can it be summed up that succinctly?
Nah, you know, you never know. I mean, at the end of the day, it could have just been a situation at hand. Just everything that was, you know, brought in last year. I mean, that's just could have been it. We don't know. Still like Spags. I think he's a terrific coach, and it's just unfortunate.
Hey, real quickly, Drew said on Saturday it's the first time since 09.
Felt good. Felt good. Let's keep it that way.
Thanks, Will.